This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tensions are heating up between the U.S. and Israel over the plan to conduct a military crackdown in the crowded Gaza border town of Rafah, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The White House says President Biden, in a call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, said Israel needs to hold off on a large-scale assault in southern Gaza until it has a credible and executable plan to protect civilians. About a million displaced Gaza residents are crammed into Rafah because of military operations in the north. Where would the evacuees go?
The areas that we've cleared north of Rafah are plenty of areas there.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. But there's heavy damage to structures in the north. The two leaders spoke after Egypt threatened to suspend its peace treaty with Israel if Rafah comes under attack. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel's war on U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas hits the West Bank economy. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
In response to the October 7 Hamas attack that triggered the war, Israel severed economic ties with the West Bank, barring thousands of Palestinian workers from entering the country. In the past 4 months, many businesses there shut down or scaled back operations, leaving Palestinians struggling to afford food as their savings declined. Israeli officials said that Gaza workers won't be allowed back into Israel, but there are reports suggesting they might consider allowing West Bank workers who are over 45 to return. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Iran marked 45 years since its Islamic Revolution with a ceremony Sunday in which President Ibrahim Raisi condemned arch